This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Vicky, I'm thrilled.
Yes.
We have some special guests in studio
we
live
do.
With us right now. We have relationship expert John Aiken.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. And neuropsychotherapist, that is so hard to say, Dr. Tricia Stratford.
Hi.
Hello.
So both of you are involved in Married at First Sight.
Indeed.
And you are helping the couples through their journeys on this show. Correct?
Correct.
Absolutely.
Correct.
So we will be talking to you a little bit more about what the new season has to offer viewers this year, because it's going to be a little different, I hear.
Yeah, it's got some things in it that people haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll keep you riveted.
Riveted.
Yeah.
That's a very strong word.
I love that sizzle.
So
every
do I.
Year
that's
we think, sizzle. Will it be like last year? And every year they deliver.
It's right. And but I guess in a different way, which is,
always
how interesting.
Different.
Yeah, that's super exciting. So we will be chatting more about Married at First Sight. Also, I guess, what you guys have had to do to be involved with that show. We're expecting a lot of interesting and, I guess, different stuff this season from what we've been reading. Now, here at Joy 94.9, we celebrate diversity, equality and acceptance. So what can we expect on this season of MAFS that we haven't seen before?
Well, this season we have our first lesbian couple.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
We've had a gay couple.
Yep.
And we're delighted that we have our first lesbian couple. And of course, we can only put a lesbian couple in when lesbian women apply.
Actually apply, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we had enough of a cohort this year to
that you could actually match some people
to
up.
To match some people, right. And we were very excited about that, weren't we, John?
Very excited. And I've got to say, in seven seasons, that their wedding is one for the ages. I mean, we were moved when we saw it.
Wow.
We don't actually get to see a lot of the episodes. We watch like everybody else does every night. But we got to see an early wedding with these two, and it is not to be missed.
Many people were moved to tears and went in the screenings and also in editing. And
Oh, that's lovely.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love that as well.
Hey.
And in terms of the other couples that are on this season, what can we expect? Drama? Well, how were their weddings, actually? Did they move you to tears?
The weddings did. The weddings were quite beautiful this year.
Yep.
A lot of money's gone into production values.
Sure.
And they were quite diverse in setting. Yep. Style.
Nice.
So that was really lovely.
You know, one of the great things with Joy is that it does celebrate diversity. And on MAFS, you've really got as diverse a cast as you can possibly have.
Sure.
We do have different cultures, different ages. We've got solo mums in there. We have our first lesbian couple.
Solo dads.
We really pride ourselves on that in terms of trying to give as broad a range as possible. And they all have different backstories. And some of them, you know, are really struggling with that. And that's one of the reasons why they've not managed to find a relationship. So we really put them together after months of careful consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watch like everyone else to see whether they fall in love or they break up trying.
Sure. One of the questions that I was reading today about it, that apparently, I don't know if this is the same for this season, but last season you had about 15,000 applicants and about 80% women. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Certainly we get more women. I don't know the exact percentages, but there are more women than men. And I think, and that's the case right around the world, I think, isn't it, with this show.
And the women on the show this year are very strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Great.
Yeah,
I love a strong woman.
We do love a strong woman. We
certainly
do.
Certainly strong. Yes, absolutely.
Why do you think that there's not as many men applying?
I'm not sure whether guys are able to open up as
that's
much.
That's right. We were talking about that. They have difficulty being vulnerable and particularly on camera.
24/7, 10 weeks, cameras on them. I'm not entirely sure whether they're as comfortable.
Do you think this is like heteronormative
kind of thing, like
kind of thing that we're talking about, or do you not have enough of a gauge on maybe
Like, it's very hard to make that statement if you haven't done the stats.
Yeah, sure.
But it seems to be the way. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can't hide on maths. Mm-hmm. You're getting feedback from the experts. You're getting feedback from your partner, friends, family, and the group dynamic.
Yeah, right.
So it's no good thinking you can come on the show and not participate.
Yeah.
I just wanted to slide under the radar and
Sorry, can't do it. Some people try to do that.
I feel like there's not enough people involved in terms of like the actual people like getting married.
Cast, exactly.
I wanted a better word for cast. Do you call them the cast?
No.
Yeah, I would.
Participants.
Yeah, participants. Yeah, okay. That's more. That's a better word for it. Yeah. This is why you're in that seat and I'm in this seat. We have John Aiken, relationship expert, and Dr. Tricia Strafford here from Married at First Sight.
I'm interested because I haven't watched a huge amount, but I have read a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot out there.
There is a lot out
it's
there.
It's true.
About the process of screening people and like the counselling and everything like that. So, I mean, do you guys do that stuff or not? So it's a whole other team?
Well, it's a bit more complicated than that. I mean, we do the testing. So John the original and I, and we spend a good couple of months matching all on scientific theories. I get them in the lab. We do pheromone testing, attractiveness testing. And then we get together with our matches. And there's usually some common matches, which is amazing. But, you know, we trawl through lots. And then we put them together.
And what sort of support do they get, like, during the show? From, I'm guessing, counsellors, psychologists, that sort of stuff?
There's a whole team behind us. So we give a relationship advice on air, live.
Sure.
Dinner party, we talk about it, and the commitment ceremony. So what you see is what happens. We do live.
Yep.
But then if the couples are in difficulty, they go to a behind-the-scenes team.
Nice.
Because we can't do that. It's a bit of a conflict of interest.
Sure, that makes sense. I get that.
And I guess we look at, in terms of their support, they've got social media support, so they get a lot of training before they go in, during and after.
Yep.
And also their just general well-being, their support with a team of psychologists that look after them before, during and after.
So, yeah, nice.
So it's really at the forefront of our minds when we are doing it.
Like the mental health of the people involved.
Because,
and
care.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the end of the day, it's, you're dealing with, matters of the heart.
Yes.
And that can really trigger people. And so we are very aware of it. We have a close relationship, with the team that looks after them. And, what we're really wanting right at the core of it is for them to find love. Doesn't always happen, but last year we did get it with Cam and Jules actually taking it one step further and getting married.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I mean, we love that because it shows that actually it can work.
It can work, yeah.
And, of course, they're under enormous pressure, from getting feedback from us and everybody else.
Yeah.
And, of course, once you're under pressure like that, it's extraordinary pressure, it affects the brain and you begin to become irrational thoughts, irrational behaviour, irrational feelings. A lot of them say to us, this is not really me, but,
I get that. I can't imagine being like just a regular person and then all of a sudden you're on like one of the top rating TV shows and everyone on social media is just like, I'm going to talk about you now.
Yeah,
and
that
and
sounds terrifying.
Interestingly, it's not just for the participants, it's for the experts. Trisha and I started this show, back in series one with a very, four couples. And now it's ballooned to 10 couples and, 44 weeks. So it's gone gangbusters. But, we have also had to ride that social media wave as well.
I can only imagine.
And it was initially kind of, something that was fun. It was a bit of a something that happened on the side, but then it just has really exploded.
Yeah.
And so you've got to be thick-skinned to do the experiment and to be experts on it.
Because obviously, you guys were not, celebrity. I say that, not to say that you're not celebrity.
I think it's fair enough.
John was a cricketer.
Well, I played a bit of cricket, but I was never in the spotlight like we are now.
Yeah, but to be catapulted to that position, and certainly a show like Married at First Sight, I can imagine would have a very, polarised and polar opposite sort of
fan
response
base.
And reaction. Yeah.
Yes, there are certain groups that don't give up.
Yeah, and absolutely.
That's a lovely way of putting that.
That is a really, really diplomatic way of saying that. It makes sense that you're a doctor because that was great. Very, very good. But yeah, I can imagine that would be super difficult for you guys and something that's ongoing. But you've come back season after season.
Well, we do love it.
Yeah,
you know, Tricia and I, yeah. we get on really well and have done right from the word go, along with Mel. And you know, we really invest in the couples, don't we?
Yes.
And we, like everybody else, hope at the beginning that they're going to get over the line.
Yeah.
You know, to be frank, a lot of them don't. But we're excited at the beginning of every single experiment because their backgrounds are so different, their looks are different, their storylines are different. So your series is always giving you something you've not seen.
And the great thing for us is they don't necessarily have to find the one, but they all say when they leave the show, they've learned a lot about themselves and learned
and
how to be in relationships.
Yeah. You had a question. Your mum's a big fan, Emily.
Yeah, look, before I let you both
What's her name?
Natalie.
We love hearing about you. She's been... You can't stop her talking about you.
And we love your daughter, Natalie.
You do
She's
not understand.
Great.
Oh, this is so nice. We need to podcast this. My mum is listening live, but I need this on like a CD to give her at Christmas.
A CD? Anyway.
USB. Anyway. My mum, Natalie, had a question and she would like to know how many of the old couples are still together. Do you get updates?
Well, we have one couple. Actually, they don't like publicity, so we have to be a bit careful
about
that.
It's okay. You don't have to. You can tell me off air and I can tell my mum.
Three. We have three.
Three couples. Yes. That is really good.
Yes.
Well, hopefully we can add some more to that list.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.